This is the audio guide covering how to get to the northern pervasively wet rainforest from the mainland. I'm currently on the mainland just south of where the river dead ends at the beach. You don't have to be starting there, but that's where I will be for this guide. The first thing I'm going to do is turn and face east at 90 and then check my direction to make sure it is indeed exactly east at 90.
East of 90 degrees. Bike.
It is, so now I'm going to bike east at 90 until I reach the eastern map border of the mainland. Now I'm coming up on the eastern map border of the mainland now. Once I hit it, which should be right about now, I'm going to turn and face compass south at 180 degrees.
South at 180 degrees.
And then I'm just going to run south until I get to the map border at the south to enter into the shallow ocean. I'm going to run south all the way through the shallow ocean. I'm right up on the western map border right now until I get to the travel point to get to the deep, deep ocean.
The shaft to travel deeper into the ocean.
There we are.
Now,
on the western map border, I'm going
to
take one step forward. Enter into the
abandoned
mining area. I'm going to get off the travel point. Now I need to turn and face east at 90 again because I need to travel all the way across the mining area east.
East of 90 degrees.
There we are.
Bike.
Get out my bike, and I'm going to bike all the way east across the mining area. Now I'm coming up on the eastern map border of the mining area. Any second, there it is. I'm going
to continue east into the ocean.
I'm still facing east at 90. I'm going to take two steps forward, which is east. I'm going to turn and face north at 0 degrees.
North at 0 degrees.
And now right in front of me is the travel point to go into the marsh.
You walk into the dense, nasty marsh.
Now I'm in the marsh and I'm going to walk to my left, so I'm on the western map border, and then I'm going to run forward until I get to the travel point into the mountain. It doesn't line up all the way with the southern map border.
Current location, to travel back to the eastern side of the mountain.
There we go. Go to the eastern side of the mountain. And now that I'm on this mountain map, I'm just going to travel north on the travel point until I reach the stone wall, which is in the northern map border of the mountain map. I am just about to the stone wall. You hear my bike radar beeping. I'm going to run forward until I bump into it.
The marsh to continue away from the mountain.
And now I'm going to continue away from the mountain.
You walk away from the mountain.
And run forward until I reach this brush tangle here.
Current location, an impassable brush tangle.
Now I'm going to face
compass
east at 90 again. Staying in this deep water here.
East at 90 degrees.
So you hear this water I'm in is very deep. If I walk to the right, it's shallow, but my zone changes.
Current location, the deeper part of the marsh.
I don't want that. I want
current location, an impassable brush tangle.
An impassable brush tangle. And from here, I'm just going to run forward. East at 90 degrees. I know it's really loud. There's nothing I can do about that. And I will keep running forward until my zone changes. And then I will be able to travel north into the deeper part of the swamp. I'm coming up on where my zone will change.
Near an opening in the impassable brush tangle.
Near an opening in the impassable brush tangle. I'm going to go forward just one more step. You see I'm in shallow water now. Now I turn and face north at 0 degrees.
North at 0 degrees.
And if I walk forward from here,
a deep, nasty, brackish swamp. Press shift enter.
I can hit shift enter to continue into a deep, nasty, brackish swamp.
You made it to the swamp, feeling centuries of dead plants and animals squish under your feet at the bottom of the deep, brackish, swampy water.
Now I'm in the southern brackish swamp, and I need to take about 10 steps forward.
Deep.
And then face west at 270 degrees.
West at 270 degrees.
Got that? Now I'm going to run west at 270 until I reach the brush tangle, which is on the western map border. Just about to the brush tangle on the western border, you will hear my tile change to the deep water. There we go. It also changes my zone.
Current location, the deep tangled part of the swamp.
I'm going to back up one step.
Deep, filthy, brackish, swampy water.
So I'm just in the deep brackish water, and then I'm going to face north at 0 degrees.
North at 0 degrees.
Now I'm just going to run north until I reach the northern map border, which also has a brush tangle on it. Or maybe I'll be at the travel point. I don't remember if it lines up perfectly. The reason I'm doing this is so I can avoid all the brush tangles in the middle of the map. I don't have to want to deal with walking around them and navigating through them, so I'm going around the map border instead. I am coming up on the northern map border. There it is. Now I got this brush tangle here. I'm just going to sidestep to my right while facing north at 0 until my zone and tile change. It's not that far, maybe 50 or 60 tiles. Just spam it as quick as I can to get through this. It sucks I can't bike here. Oh, there we go. We got a zone change and a tile change.
Current location, deep filthy brackish swampy water.
Now if I just walk forward, still north at zero, just a couple steps.
The continue is a deep filthy brackish swamp. Press shift enter.
Hit shift enter.
You continue north of the deep filthy brackish.
Now I'm in the northern brackish swamp. I'm taking about 10 steps forward, which is north, and then I'm going to turn and face east at 90 degrees.
East at 90 degrees.
Now that I'm facing east, I'm just going to run straight east at 90 until I reach the eastern map border, which, because I took 10 steps forward, will be a travel point to enter into the next map. Coming up on the eastern map border. There we are, you heard the travel point. I'm still facing east at 90, hitting shift enter.
You continue east into deep, deep.
Now, if I step east, you'll notice I'm still in this swamp water. But if I hit K, there's grass about 120 tiles away, and that is the grass of the northern pervasively wet rainforest.